Dear friends in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So as I mentioned before the service began, today is All Saints Day, or at least we're celebrating it as such. And I'm wondering today what you think a saint is. I wonder if we first associate this word saint with someone who does good works, as if that's what really defines the essence of it. Like often someone might say when someone does a kind and generous deed to them, "Oh, you are a saint." Now that's not a bad thing as far as it goes, because it's good to do kind and generous things to each other. But I think it can also be misleading, because it places being a saint in something we do. It can be even more misleading if we think that a saint must be one of those superheroes in the history of Christianity who have done good works that are thought of as being stupendous, extraordinary. Then after a while, the Pope canonizes them to the status of saint, and they receive a special day in the church year and a sort of special veneration and recognition. That kind of reminds me of when there's a playoff baseball game at the Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. If any of you watched the World Series this year and any of those games at Los Angeles, you're going to know what I'm talking about. At some point in the telecast, the camera crew focuses in on some person in the crowd that's famous, whether it be from Hollywood, some famous actor, a sports figure, or someone famous in the world of politics and government. And that person will get the attention for all the world to see, and the announcer will say something about them, calling them out by name. But when I see that, I think, what about the rest of the crowd? They don't get the camera focused on them. They don't get their name called out and broadcast to millions and millions of people. But who are they? They are hardworking moms and dads. They aren't rich and famous and powerful. They get no recognition by the world for what they do. But they are just as much superstars, even more so than the famous and the rich, because they are faithful to their spouses, they're faithful to their kids, they're faithful to their employees or their employers, their churches and their communities, and they're faithful in all this in the daily grind. But they do it out of love, responsibility, and faithfulness. They seek no recognition, although they should be recognized much more, and any day of the week. But actually, we need to put aside thinking about sainthood along the lines of good works at all, because that is not what makes us saints. I did a little word study on the word saints. Now, actually, so the word saint means holy one. I think it's probably, our English word is probably a derivation of the Latin word sanctus, which means holy. So a saint is a holy one, and saints are holy ones in the plural. But I did a word study on this word saints in the New Testament, and one thing struck me the most out of all of the occurrences of it, and that is, it is the word the apostles use overwhelmingly when they refer to us Christians. So when they are speaking to Christians, to you, they don't actually use the word Christian. They use the word saint. Isn't that interesting? I came up with at least 60-some occurrences of that in the New Testament. Now, here's what that suggests to me. The apostles are using the word saint as if that were our name. As a Christian, what name do you have? Now, certainly we have the name children of God. That's in our epistle reading for tonight, for today. But we also have the name Saint. What is your name as a Christian? Saint. Now, obviously, I can't go through all those occurrences in this sermon with you. That would take a long time. But here's an example. At the beginning of his letter to the Christians at Ephesus, and Paul often begins his letters this way, the Apostle Paul writes, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God to the... Right, to the saints who are in Ephesus, faithful in Christ Jesus. Who's he talking about? Faithful in Christ Jesus. He's talking about Christians. Ordinary rank and file Christians like you and me. What does he call us?
Saints.
You have a name, dear Christian, and the name is Saint, Holy One. You are holy to God. Therefore, you are precious to Him, as anything holy is precious to Him. You belong to Him as anything holy belongs to Him. You are loved by Him as anything holy is loved by Him. Now, I wonder what we think about this. Do you like this name? Maybe we would prefer to shy away from it. Because maybe if we own this name, we might get some ridicule and criticism from the world. What do you think makes you so special, calling yourself holy to God? If you think you are holy to God, then you must think you are superior to all the rest of us, holier than thou. Other people do good things too, you know. But actually, this name holy is not a name that we call ourselves. It is a name that God calls us. And if we regard ourselves as filthy before God, so holy means clean and pure and without sin before God. If we regard ourselves as filthy before God and earning rejection by Him on account of our sin, then I suggest to you that being called holy by God is pure joy and good news. It doesn't have anything at all to do with what the world is concerned about. Now, we do not have to justify ourselves to the world. There is one who judges us, and it is Christ. But this whole name, Saint, is a name that we rejoice in with thanksgiving. When we think about how we become holy, how do we get this name? Here's what the Apostle Paul says to the saints at Corinth. But you were washed, you were sanctified, that is, you were made holy, set apart for God. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. That is, you receive the name Saint as a gift of grace. You were given this name at your birth into God's family, your baptism. You were washed. You have this name because God regards you this way as holy on the basis of the merits of Christ Jesus. The Apostle John also helps us with this in the reading from Revelation 7, and this is great. In that vision of the temple with the whole multitude in white robes standing around the throne praising God, one of the elders comes down to John and says, John, who are these? John says, I don't know, but you do, so you can tell me. And so he does. The answer? These are those who have come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Having white robes the color white is symbolism here for purity, holiness, being without sin. And these, the great multitude of Christians who have come out of the great tribulation, are wearing white robes because they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Their robes are white rather than filthy with sin. Did they get this way because all of their stupendous works? No, it doesn't say that, does it? They got this way because they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They washed their robes in the good news of redemption in Jesus Christ. And they cling to this good news here in faith. Jesus Christ himself and his atoning sacrifice for them is their hope and confidence. And when they appear before the throne of God, having died to life in this world, they appear in white robes, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Sin is no more for them. They are holy because of Christ's blood. Friends, you and I know that we are not clean in ourselves. If we were to stand before God in our own robes, they would be dirty, wouldn't they? I mean, I think at least mine would be. We have sin. We realize this when we slug it out every day in the grind. We lose patience. We aren't as kind as we ought to be. We say things we know we ought not say. We have desires and feelings toward others we know we ought not have. We do things we know we ought not have done. In this way, we are like everyone else. But we hear the words of Paul again. You are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified through the blood of the Lamb, whom God has given as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so you have the name Saint. And as a saint, you have hope. You have this hope in the vision of the great multitude gathered around the throne of God and the Lamb. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They are now with God and Jesus face to face in eternal peace and joy. There is no longer any danger. There is no wrathful judgment of God. There is no fear and threat from other human beings who hate God and his Christ. There is no more sorrow or pain or hardship. And the Lamb shepherds you and leads you to the fountains of living water. And God himself wipes away your tears. Those who have gone before us faithful in Christ Jesus are now experiencing this. But this is also our hope in the same faith, in the same Christ. And it is the hope in which we live. And it is the hope in which we also will fall asleep and then meet him there. And it is the reality we too will experience one day with them in Christ. So own this word, this name, Saint. Because it speaks of your justification and your hope. Thanks be to God. Amen.